signed up in San Antonio, my brother Paul and me, to fight with Ben McCullough in the Texas infantry. Well, the poster said we'd get a uniform at $7 a week, the best rations in the army, and a rifle we could keep. When I first laid eyes on the general, I knew it was a fighting man. He was every inch a soldier, every word was his command. Well, his eyes were cold as the lead and steel forged into tools of war. I took the lives of many and the souls of many more. Well, he marched us to Missouri and we hardly stopped for rest. And he made this speech and said, we're coming to the test. Well, we got to say St. Louis, boys, before the Yankees do. If we control the Mississippi, then the Federals are through. Well, they told us that our enemy will now be dressed in blue. They forgot about the winter's cold and a cursed fever too. My brother died in Wilson's Creek, and I seen him fall. We fell back to the Boston Mountains in the north of Arkansas. Goddamn you, man, McCullough, hate you more than any other man alive. Hey, when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry. And all the way to Fayetteville, we'll curse McCullough's name and mourn the dead that were left behind and we was carrying the lame. I killed a boy the other night who'd never even shaved. I don't even know what I'm fighting for, I ain't never owned a slave. So I snuck out of camp and then I heard the news next night. The Yankees won the battle and McCullough lost his life. Yep. Goddamn you, man, McCullough, hate you more than any other man alive. Yeah, when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry.